Welcome to today's edition of Front Porch Talks. I'm Grayson Willis, and today I'm joined by lead pastor Adrian Mills of Harrisonburg First Church of the Nazarene, as well as student ministries pastor Olivia Michael. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, Grayson.
Doing good.
Awesome.
It's good to have you guys today. And the reason I have Pastor Olivia and Pastor Adrian in today is to talk about Renew Camp. So what is Renew Camp, whichever one of you would like to answer that question?
Well, Renew Camp is kind of this crazy idea that was thought up about 8 years ago of just trying to get some unity between our churches in Harrisonburg. So kind of what it is there's about 16 churches that get together for a week in the very first week of summer. And we meet at a local high school, and we sleep on classroom floors, and we worship in their auditorium and eat in their cafeteria. But during the day, we send out work teams all around Harrisonburg to do service projects and just try to kind of help the community. So the kids are all mixed up in work groups from different churches, and they go out and they serve all day, and they come back and we have a worship service at night and then do some sort of fun activity in the evening.
Yeah, I can speak a little bit, Grayson, to the beginning of our new camp. Olivia's been kind of a unique place where she's been a student at these camps and a leader. But 8 years ago, I was a part of kind of not real excited, honestly, about it, because I felt like I had enough going on and was a little bit skeptical, like, is this going to work? And didn't really know a lot of the other people from other churches. But it's clear to me every year that I'm part of Renew that God just really blesses it. And it has grown it, but more than kind of grown it by numbers, it's just an incredible week of serving and experiencing unity together among all the different churches.
Yeah, that's cool. And I've kind of helped out. I think the first year it was at Harrisonburg High School. Now it's at EMHS, correct? And I know I wasn't able to be as involved this year just because of conflict with schedule, but the one night I was able to be a part of worship, which it was just great to see students from different churches, students and leaders come together and worship. And I know one of the first years of Renew Camp, I was able to take one day and go out. I think we went to the volunteer farm. I think that's somewhere in Augusta County. And it was hard work that day, but just different stories of, you know, and the good thing about this, I mean, it's good to go on mission trips and stuff, but I think you guys would probably both agree that one of the good things about Renew Camp is you actually build relationships year after year with these people because it's in your own community. And so maybe if either one of you would like to talk about that, the relationships that are built or the impact that's felt in the community.
Yeah, well, pretty early on in ministry here, I've been in the town 10 years. So just a couple years in when Renew started, I was able to create some relationships with other church leaders that I would not know. Churches aren't always good about doing things together. And when you get together like that, you not only make some friends with some other leaders, but you realize there's things that we can do together. And we don't have to be intimidated of kind of helping each other. And I also love kind of what you said, Grace. And one of my favorite parts early on in Renew, there was a group of boys that built a wheelchair ramp. And later in the week, I was driving them across to an activity, and we passed the place, and they pointed out, like, we built that ramp. And I just thought, how cool is that? That for really the rest of their lives, they get to live here and pass that and say, yeah, we did that. Not just that we did that way over there across, you know, the sea and international mission trips. That's great, too. But getting to continue to see the fruit of your effort and the things that you've accomplished is really cool.
Pastor Livy, any stories from this year or in previous years that stick out to you or testimonies from Renew Camp?
Yeah, I love Renew Camp. Like Pastor Adrian said, I've been a part of it as a student and a leader, so I've gotten to kind of see both sides of what it means to experience camp as a student and really get involved and serve and make those relationships. And then again, as a leader, and just really getting to invest in the lives of students in this community, not only from our church. I actually went to a graduation and got to cheer someone on from one of my Renew Camps 4 years ago as she graduated high school, so that was fun. But as far as a testimony from this year, Renew Camp is so unique, and there's a night called Blessing Night that we get to go out into the community, and the students get some money from the camp, but they also pull together their own resources and they go out in the community and just get to bless someone, bless a business or just specific people in any way that they feel like God is leading them. And so one group actually went to Target and they just wanted to pay for someone's groceries. And it turns out that the family they chose to pay for attended one of the local churches represented at camp. And so that couple actually reached out to the pastor of that church and they just said what a blessing it was and what a true answer to prayer it was that someone would come and just bless them in that way. So it's not just about the working and the pulling weeds and painting walls, but it is just about going out into the community and blessing people. It's a big part of Renew too.
Yeah, I think I love seeing that because kind of the way we structure the week now is they're serving every day. And we do fun things at night, you know, go to Funkies and try not to get hurt on roller skates and go swim at the pool and all those things teenagers love to do. But then the last night they know that they're going to close the week by having an opportunity to go out and bless. And a lot of the teams, there might be somebody they meet on their project that week that they want to go back and bless. There might be some organization that they got to partner with that week. And they just get the opportunity to pray. And it sounds so simple, but it challenges me, like, how often do we like really harness the power of just praying and doing something simple, like, you know, something kind and just seeing what happens. And it, you know, it almost sounds ridiculous to come on Front Porch Talks and say like, yeah, we just gave them $20 and say, go bless somebody. But hearing these kids just talk about time and time again, how God really did use them. You know, I got to email the story of a couple that were blessed and basically, you know, they had a need and this group didn't know, but this group showed up and bought their groceries. And it was, to them, it was like life changing. And, you know, it's just incredible to see. And students, maybe for the first time, get to feel like God's really using me to minute, you know, maybe never before in their life have they felt like that. But this week they really get to feel like that God is using them to impact others' lives. And that's just powerful.
Yeah, and it doesn't, like you said, $20. That's not a lot of money, really. But it's enough to bless people. And from hearing both of you talk, not only did these activities, the blessings or the service projects, did they bless the people that were benefactors of the blessing, but it also blessed the students, right? Whether they saw something that they helped make, or they were able to put a smile on somebody's face, or that they heard about a family that was really in need that they were able to bless. You never know who these people are, or very rarely do you find just how huge of an impact these type of things have. But I think it makes you start to think too, and I'm sure the students as well, like, wow, like, you know, I can do this kind of stuff, and it doesn't take, you know, more than a couple bucks just to bless somebody and get them really to start thinking about that.
And really the spirit behind Renew, part of the reason that we did it is some churches, a lot of churches take international trips or we take students other places, but in some ways I think we as individuals, we don't really have the right to go somewhere else and serve if we haven't learned to serve here. And so in some ways, we're starting that young. We're starting with our students to kind of equip them into realizing, you know, if you can't serve in your own community, then what business do we have going halfway around the world? Sometimes it's easier to go to another country and serve than it is to serve in our own community. And so I'm learning that over these past 8 years. I'm learning, and it's what makes the thing really beautiful. Grayson, I would like to ask Olivia one question, if that would be okay, because you talked about what's one story, what's one testimony, but Olivia probably maybe wouldn't be sitting here today if it wasn't for Renew Camp. So I'm going to put her on the spot and ask her to share, and it's my fault, and so she can like make fun of me if she wants, but it was Renew Camp 5 years ago probably now, when I asked her to speak. We were having students, and she was a freshman in college, speak. And I just felt like she was supposed to come and speak. So why don't you share a little bit of that story, Olivia, for us?
Yeah, I love this story. It's a fun story to tell. Yeah, so it was my freshman year of college, and I got a phone call from Adrian, who was my youth pastor at the time. And he said, hey, I have this idea. Why don't you come be a student speaker at Renew Camp? And I was like, oh, yeah, probably not. Probably not going to happen. Probably won't do that. And he said, no, just pray about it. Think about it and let me know. And I kept saying no, but I don't know how long it took for me to say yes. But after enough persistence, I finally said, okay, fine. I'm not happy about it, but I'll do it. And so I prepared for the message that I was going to speak. And I mean, you know, looking back on it now, it's like it was 15 minutes, like not a big deal. But, you know, my 18, 19-year-old self was terrified. And so my time came at Renew to give my message, and I spoke from the gospel and got off the stage, and I wept because I finally knew what my calling was in life. It was to share the gospel. So the next week after Renew Camp, I called up my advisor at college and said, you know what, I think it's time for me to switch to religion. And so I became a religion major, and I guess the rest is history. I don't know.
Yeah, I love that story. And I didn't just do it to put Olivia on the spot, just a little bit maybe. But I do it to say one of the cool things about Renew Camp is we've just been able to empower students in leadership. So this year we have a student leadership team that these students help lead. Several years we've had students that have led the worship, like an entire band of just students. We've had years where we've had students be the speakers. And Olivia is obviously some really cool fruit from that, but the really cool fruit is just seeing how young people want to serve and they want to be involved. And if you're listening to this, I want you to hear that we falsely believe that this generation is entitled and they don't want anything to do with the church and I'm just here to tell you, it's just not true. Now, yes, there are young people that are entitled, but there are old people that are entitled. And there are young people that don't want anything to do with the church, but there's old people that don't want anything to do with the church. I'm here to tell you that at Renew Camp, when you were there and you're a part of this really unique 16 churches, 250 people throughout the week, you see students that want to experience God's kingdom and they want to serve and they want to grow and they want to be used. It's transformational. It changes. It gives me hope for the present day and the future of the church whenever I get to be a part of it. And so every year I come back and my slogan is, that was different, but it was good. And that's how I feel about Renew Camp.
And if either of you don't mind, I'd like to share just not specific stories, but just in general, some of the things that I have enjoyed about Renew Camp and have really maybe been blessed by, hopefully as much as I've blessed a student, is being a part of a lot of the worship services in the evenings, just being a part of the response time where students are able to come and pray with leaders, and just praying over students at Renew Camp and things like fall retreat and that, but just being able to pray for students. And I actually, the one night I was there this year, I actually had a chance to pray over one of the guys in my small group who's going away to college. And his request going off in another state to college was just that he would be able to find a church where he could connect. And he was praying that he would be able to do that early on, because he said, if I don't do that early on, I probably won't do it at all while I'm at school. So I just prayed for him and let him know that I'd continue praying for him. And that blessed me, just the fact that students come up and trust you enough to share things and want you to pray over them blesses me as much as it may have blessed them. So that's one of the things I've really gathered from Renew Camp. I mentioned I hadn't really had a whole lot of chance to be a part of the day activities, the blessing activities, or the working other than that first year when I worked. But I really see, and the other thing that blesses me is just the unity of the students. Like you said, churches aren't always good at coming together, but just coming together in service and in Christ has really kind of led the way for the grown-ups in the churches, I think, to come together in the community. And that's been a beautiful thing to watch.
Yeah.
Pastor Adrian and Pastor Olivia, we've talked a lot about Renew Camp and the impact that students can have. And that is probably another thing that students realize that they're not too young to make an impact. But for those that are listening to this program today, and both of you can answer it, just take turns, what do you think are some ways that people listening can be in prayer for young people or can help encourage young people that they can make a difference in the people around them?
Yeah, I'll go first. I kind of got into this with my last answer, but the first thing I would say, before you even pray, believe in young people. And that I'm saying that, like, I know that shouldn't be a hard thing, but I know for some of you it might be. Because maybe, you know, you have reason to feel like young people are lazy or, you know, selfish or whatever kind of stereotypes we might place. But I would challenge you that young people need to be believed in. And it's messy and they're going to do dumb things sometimes. And hey, I did as a young person. But young people need a generation. They need the church that's going to believe in them, that's going to give them the opportunity. Some of these students, that Renew Camp is the only place where they feel like they can make a difference because nobody in their own church will give them a chance because they feel like they're not qualified or they feel like they're going to, you know. So I just think believing in young people, to me, it comes back to that. And as you pray for them, I would say if you don't have a lot of young people in your life, make it a point to pray and say, Lord, who are, I'm not saying you have to volunteer to teach Sunday school. I'm not saying you have to, you know, you don't have to go and coach a high school team. I'm just saying, start with one. Who is one young person that needs encouragement? And you may say, well, they won't listen to me. Well, if you buy them a milkshake, I guarantee you, you'll have a captive audience. So I would just challenge you. I've found that a lot of people are afraid. They don't know how to engage young people. They don't know how to relate to them. But if they just start by finding one young person that they can engage and that they can get to know and that they can love and invest in, that changes everything because they begin that stereotype. A lot of stereotypes exist because we don't really know. We haven't really taken the time to get to know that person. And so I would challenge you to believe in young people and then pray, but pray about one. Who's one young person that you can begin to engage? And I think the Lord will use that to shift your perspective and to begin to give you an opportunity to invest in young people.
Yeah, I think, you know, we've been talking in the context of Renew, so I'm going to answer this question in the context of Renew, but I think it applies outside of it. Someone at Renew Camp the second or third day asked me how they could be in prayer for me at camp, and I said, if you're praying for anyone at camp this week, pray for the students and pray that they would get it, you know, that they wouldn't just, I mean, Renew Camp is about serving the community. It is about making a difference in that one person's life, but it's also about the kingdom. Like the weight of our actions they don't just affect Harrisonburg, Virginia in 2018. They affect the kingdom. Like you might be the only person that they come in contact with this week that resembles Jesus. So live that way. And I do think that comes from just speaking truth and pouring time into the lives of young people. So I would agree with what Pastor Adrian said. A cup of coffee or a milkshake or an ice cream cone, it goes a long way. So yes, pray for students and pray that they would know that the things they do don't just impact the here and now, but they also impact the kingdom. And just invest in the lives of students. That's the most important thing you can do. If you just pick a few students and just walk with them through life, that will mean more than anyone could probably ever know to them.
Thank you both for your just involvement in Renew Camp and your leadership and just the example for students. Really helps, I believe, the other volunteers and other helpers as well as the students of Renew Camp. And I thought it would be really neat. I'll start off, but I thought it would be really neat. We're talking about how ways people can be praying for students and for young people if we just each individually offer up a prayer on the broadcast for students and for young people and for those maybe that have young people in their lives, how they can better interact with young people and be praying for them. So I'll go ahead and start. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for today, and I thank you for Renew Camp and the just the unity that you've brought amongst the churches in the community here in Harrisonburg and Rockingham County. And I pray for that same type of unity anywhere where there's young people in the sound of my voice, or people that are listening that have young people in their lives, Lord, that they will just include and encourage and pray for the young people in their lives, and know that not only can they have an impact in the young people in their lives, but young people can have an impact in their lives, Lord. Just help us to learn from each other, Lord, and just help us to encourage the young people in our lives, Lord, and to help them know that they aren't the future, but they're now. Like, they're the church of now, not just the church of the future, Lord, but both. And just help us to take time. I believe it was Pastor Olivia said, just take time to invest. Or maybe it was Pastor Adrian, just to invest. And maybe it's just one or two students in our lives that we focus on encouraging them or pouring into them. And I just pray that you will give us direction and guidance in that, and know how to reach out to the young people in our lives. And I thank you for Pastor Adrian and Pastor Olivia and their hearts for young people in particular, Lord. And I just thank you for that, Lord, and pray a blessing over both of them as well. And I ask all this in your name. Amen.
Lord, I pray as we think about future generations that you'd give us a heart of compassion. It's easy to be frustrated about really other generations. All of us, Lord, struggle sometimes to understand each other. And I just pray, especially when it comes to those of us that have faith in Jesus, that we would always look at each other with compassion. Give us urgency, Lord, to understand how important it is that we are reaching younger generations, Lord, that we're engaging them. And help us to be the kind of people, Lord, that are willing to believe in them, that are willing to give them a chance, that are willing to let them make mistakes, Lord, and to know that they are so valuable. I pray that we would speak life over young people and realize the power of not just our words, but our actions. And so I pray today that you would rise up a church that would really value young people in this way. Thank you for your kingdom and your church. It's so much bigger than us. It's so much bigger than our generation or who we are. And it's beautiful, Lord. And we thank you that you've called us and invited us to be a part of it.
Lord, thank you so much for who you are and your faithfulness to us, God. Thank you for each person in this room and the unique positions we're all in, that we get to invest in the lives of students, God. I thank you for unity and for Renew Camp and how it's changing the lives of students and leaders and just people in Harrisonburg, God. I thank you for that. Lord, I just pray that we would know the urgency of the gospel, and that we would know the urgency of what it is to invest in the lives of students. God, my life is a testimony to this. I really don't think I would be here if it weren't for people pouring into me. So I know it works, Lord. So I pray that you would just give each of us a heart to invest in the lives of young people, because they are the church. We are the church, God. So I just pray that you would continue to equip us to just really walk beside young people and love them through life, and just help them to know what it means to love you and be in a relationship with you, God. I thank you for this church and for how much it cares about the lives of young people, God. I pray that we would not be foolish to think that they can only learn from us, but that we can also learn from them. I thank you for that, God. So I pray that you would just begin to put people in our lives, put young people in our lives that need the hope of the gospel, God. And I pray that through you, we can be that hope, Lord. Again, I thank you for who you are and your faithfulness to us. And I pray all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you both for joining me today. It's been a pleasure to have you guys.
Good to be here.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to today's edition of Front Porch Talks. May God bless.